Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said, color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, June 29th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. Joining us in a moment for today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Changing the Obstacles in Your Life into Opportunities, will be my guest, Amy Kardashian Riley, internationally known author, speaker, and life coach. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, just press 1 to let me know that you have a question or a comment. Or if you're online on the web chat, just type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be able to see them, and then I can read them on the air. Let me remind you, too, that the show is live, so that means anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens, so if your call is suddenly lost, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything, because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. I'm Flora Brown, author, coach, inspirational speaker, and consultant. I'm also a mom of 4 and a grandma of 3. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior high through university levels, the last 20 of which I taught critical thinking. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can now invest in my new book, Color Your Life Happy, for a special pre-release price. It is full of stories, tips, and activities that will speak to your inner desire to get the life you want and deserve. On the radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, all those things which contribute to our happiness. Well, let's get to the amazing show that I have for you today. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Before I begin my interview with you, I want to tell our listeners a bit about you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Amy Kardashian, am I saying your middle name correctly, Kardashian?
Yes, perfect, actually.
Okay. Amy Kardashian Riley is an internationally known author, speaker, and life coach. Excuse me. She has successfully overcome numerous obstacles in her life, some of which are escaping death 3 times, surviving war, surviving child abuse, and domestic violence. She has authored a book about her life story. It's called Tears of Hope, and it recounts these and other tragedies that she has overcome. Amy is teaching how to claim your personal power and acknowledge adversity as an opportunity for learning and personal growth. A recent Stanford University study scientifically backs up Amy's method. Amy is now changing people's lives by sharing her experiences and teaching how even in times of seemingly overwhelming obstacles, you too can turn your obstacles into opportunities. Today, Amy is delivering her message through iLearningGlobal.tv, which I'm going to ask you to tell us about later, where some of the most powerful speakers and teachers in the world are sharing their messages as well. So once again, welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing about your story because you certainly have overcome some obstacles that many of us don't face in a lifetime. So you talk about turning these obstacles into opportunities. Would you share with us some thoughts on that topic?
Well, let me be straight and honest here. There is no magic pill. I don't believe there is something that magically could change your life. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, and tools that you have to really know how to switch your thoughts, turn your thoughts around, and be able to see it in different ways. Mm-hmm. So you can overcome your obstacles and then see what the opportunity, what you're gaining from that particular mm-hmm. obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that we go through obstacles for a reason. And, hey, the whole world, if we don't go through obstacles and challenges, we can't gain any experience, knowledge, and wisdom. So mm-hmm. everything will stop. So basically obstacles, in my opinion, is gaining information gaining more wisdom and experience and knowledge, which you could use it for the rest of your life.
Okay. One of the things that interests me is that you've been through quite a few yourself. So could you talk about some of these obstacles that you have personally gone through?
Well, for 13 years, I lived through a war back in Lebanon, a small mm-hmm. country in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout these 13 years, it was pretty difficult. I have lost family members. We became basically lost our home, moved from place to place. Living in a war, it's not a piece of cake. It's just not only living through war. You're living through economically difficult, financially, emotionally, in every direction when you live through civil war. It's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they say, well, you know what, you live through war, but right now we're going through different kind of obstacles. But the truth is, when you're living through war, you are living through obstacles, financial obstacles, because it was no work. People had to go sometimes break stores to get food to feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
People, they couldn't get to work. They couldn't pay the rent. They couldn't pay the electricity. Well, it was no electricity at times for mm-hmm. months at a time, no water for months at a time. So it was double the hard time that we had to live.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids, they couldn't go to school. One week they go to school, the next week they don't go to school. So mm-hmm. it wasn't not only financially, emotionally, it was very difficult to live through.
Wow.
So, I know right now we're all going through obstacles and challenges, and there is no comparison, of course. We're not going through war, and how can you compare that to what we're going through right now? I could say one thing, that we go to sleep, we're not afraid to wake up in the morning. We go to
mm-hmm.
sleep, we're not afraid that our kids, we're not going to see our kids the next day because the bomb is going to come in and just take your kids away from you,
mm-hmm.
just like that. So,
wow.
I know what hard time is, and I could really relate to everyone, and I know it's not an easy thing. But yes, every generation we go through some obstacles, and we learn a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes I answer the question, say, well, what? You know what? You're losing your home, you're losing your car, you're losing everything. But guess what? If you bought a house once, you know how to buy it twice. Your house doesn't buy you,
mm-hmm.
you buy the house.
Right.
Car doesn't
right.
buy you, you buy the car.
Right.
And material things is not the end of the world. We could always
right.
go back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the next time you do it, you do it much better. You have
sure.
more information
sure.
and knowledge and experience. So
mm-hmm.
here you go. Instead of being upset about what's going on right now, let's see what we're gaining from it. Let's see
mm-hmm.
how we can grow from it and what we could really look back and appreciate who we really are besides having material things.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it makes a big difference whether you're a child as you're going through this or an adult? You know, I'm wondering because children don't have the power to make the decisions that affect them when they're very young, and somehow or another they make it through these obstacles if their parents take advantage of the opportunities. Do you think that the age matters?
Well, you know, actually, when they get older, probably they're going to be better person.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make you a better person, but it gives you more different perspective of looking at life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they will be raising their kids a little bit more with appreciation of life.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, I think kids are, especially our kids in this country, are so hungry for attention. Before,
mm-hmm.
when we have the money and then we're really over making some money compared to other countries around the world, we really... not understanding that our kids doesn't need just material things. They need
mm-hmm.
to spend time together. They need to go to the park. They need to spend time sitting down and watching a movie, probably just renting a movie for $1 these days. Then
mm-hmm.
you can sit and spend time with your family. So the kids actually, they're getting more attention than before, I believe, and then they're getting to get to know their families more because
mm-hmm.
the families before... well, I don't need my sister, I don't need my brother, I don't need
mm-hmm.
my mother, I don't need anyone. So here you go, I have my own money, I have my own freedom, I don't need a family around me. And
mm-hmm.
the kids are getting away from that. So now,
mm-hmm.
because of the situation we're having, look at it that way. Your family are getting to move back together,
mm-hmm.
to get closer, because they have to rely on each other.
Yeah.
They're really having... the opportunity to get to know each other, and we were missing that. We were
missing that for sure.
Absolutely, because just to shut my kid up because I'm really working hard, let me buy them something to keep them busy
mm-hmm.
and just give them material things and not even give them the emotions that we really need to give our families. And, you know, if you stop and think about it, our kids are very, very needed our attention. I mean, you walk in the street sometimes and you see some kids are wearing their pants all the way down. And
mm-hmm.
I wonder why. And
mm-hmm.
one day it just clicked in me. I said, you know why? This kid needs attention.
Right,
they're
right.
trying to do this because they're trying to say, hey, I'm here. I'm doing the wrong thing. Are you noticing me? Are
you're
you
right.
doing something for me? What are you doing? I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and let's see if you're too busy to do something about it.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
kids are so hungry for our attention these days, and I'm not so happy we're going through obstacles, but, hey, we're going through it, and let's see what we're gaining from it. That's what
right.
I focus on.
Right. I agree with you about the attention, and unfortunately, even some adults make it into adulthood never having gotten the attention they need, and they still are acting out and doing things to get attention. And it's very unfortunate that we don't read those signs as we should so that we can help people.
Absolutely.
Because giving
and
them attention certainly is inexpensive compared to, like you said, buying material things to try to fill that void.
Yes. Yes, we need to catch kids when they're kids, so they can really be fulfilled with love and attention.
Right.
So, and that's what why we overcame the war. And some people they didn't. Some people they commit suicide, and I just feel bad for that. But some people they choose to focus and have love their families and give more attention and. You know, every time we used to have ceasefire, I mean, we used to go through war sometimes for like a whole week or a whole month, and then one day we just hear on the news, okay, well, we have ceasefire. Come on, let's go. We just prepare ourselves. We used to put our clothes together, go to beach, go to mountain, create some party, create some birthdays, just do something to breathe. We used to have to create our own thing to do so we could take our focus away from the war, our focus away from not having material things, and not even just material things, having no electricity, the simple things, having no water.
Yeah. The things
so
we take for granted when we have them.
Something different. Absolutely.
Yeah. What was the turning point in your life that enabled you to see these obstacles as opportunities? That, you know, can you think of an example of something that enabled you to see these things that had happened to you as an opportunity?
Well, this is what happened in 2005. I was driving down on the freeway. That day I will never forget. I just came coming back from a business meeting that went so well, and I could not believe that happening, that I was driving down on the freeway in the United States, the best country in the world, the most powerful country in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm here just being a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a learning disability growing up. We know today as dyslexia. Well, not your average dyslexia, the kind of dyslexia that you hold your book upside down and you don't even realize it. And I couldn't read and write. I left school at fourth grade because of the war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did not get the chance to finish school. And just doing a business, having fourth grade education, walking in a meeting with the owner and just asking for his business card so I could copy his information because I can't read and write.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, a close a deal for me, it was a huge. The overwhelming happiness that I received from that, it was too powerful that I felt this is not, I need to share this with others. I need to tell them, English is my third language.
Mm.
I have fourth grade education. I still be able to be an entrepreneur. And do what I'm doing today, everybody could reach their goal. Everybody could live their dream. And why we're not doing that? So my obstacles that I was dealing with, which is my learning disability and having fourth grade education, not able to speak the English, but yet becoming an entrepreneur, those, they were my obstacles, but I did not allow them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So my opportunity was here. Well, this is an opportunity for me to help others, an opportunity for me to tell others that if I could reach my goal, they can too. What stops you? That's what I want to encourage people and be an example to a lot of the kids, a lot of the parents, to tell them you could do it too. You have the opportunity here. So even though I am a Middle Eastern and it's very hard to share our life stories with others, and I used to literally hide, and nobody knew for a long time that I couldn't read and write, but I'm running a business, and being embarrassed kind of, you know, I can't read and write. I mean, if I have to go to a doctor, my husband has to come with me to write everything and read and explain to me what I need. But I made all the decisions. I ran my business. I drove. I met with people. I did everything that anybody could do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to share with them. If they really stop and think about this, it's not what education you have. It's not what you're driving. It's not what money you have. It's not where you were growing up. It's not anything else besides finding your own strength and believing in yourself. That's all it takes. It didn't take me anything else. I did not marry somebody rich. I did not get any help from anyone. I pulled myself up. I woke up in the morning. I pushed myself. I learned how to speak the language, and I did the best I can every single day to get where I am. So that's what I like to share with people and give them the hope that I try to keep all my life the hope that you could be someone someday.
Yes, yes. I like what you said about every single day, because so many times people have goals, but they think they have to do everything in one day. They want to miraculously change things, and it's about every single day pushing yourself to do the next thing that you need to do
and
keeping that hope alive every day, not just on occasion.
You know what? Make your decision today, not yesterday, not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Make your best decision today. Move forward today. Take your step today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what's going to happen tomorrow, today, whatever you're facing, make the best of it.
Right, right. You've written your book, Tears of Joy, and I know that it includes many things that can help readers. What motivated you to take your story from just the sharing it with people, perhaps in speeches, to putting it in a book?
Well, it is Tears of Hope. Maybe the next one will be Tears of Joy. But it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say joy?
Yes, that's all right. That's okay.
Sorry, Tears of Hope.
Tears of
okay,
Hope.
I'm so sorry.
It's the same reason that I was talking about earlier. The reason is to give them hope, to keep their hope alive, to tell them that you're not alone. We all go through some obstacles. It's the way you look at it, the way you see it. And we really, this is what I recommend to all of my listeners and everybody come see me speaking. I recommend to write down three different things that they overcame already.
Mm-hmm.
And after they write down whatever they overcame already, to pat themselves and say, you know what? I did overcome all this.
Mm-hmm.
I achieved something in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first thing you have to do is to give yourself the permission to really tell yourself that you are powerful and you overcame so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're so hard on ourselves. We
yes.
don't give ourselves enough credit. We put ourselves down, and you know what? If anybody's going to put themselves down, it could be me, because I have fourth-grade education, and realistically, I did not go on hide, and I pat myself, and I said, you know what? I overcame worse times.
Mm-hmm.
I lived through war. I escaped that. I lost family members. I'm in front of my eyes, and I went through so much. I had to get married when I was 3 days after my 14th birthday, just because my mom, she couldn't handle the emotions, and she couldn't financially and emotionally, she couldn't handle to continue raising me. So I was persuaded to get married exactly 3 days after my 14th birthday. I mean, imagine walking and getting married at 14? Just because of what? Not because I was in love.
Yes.
So, you know, it just... the credit that you have to give yourself. Maybe you didn't go through the same thing, but guess what? If you did wrong, if you did some mistakes, tell yourself you did the best decisions at that moment.
At that time.
Don't just beat yourself. At that moment, you made the best decisions and move forward and look what you learned from it so you don't do it again. That's all it takes. You are so beautiful and wonderful and powerful, and you could achieve anything you want because we have everything we need.
Yes, yes. Now, where can listeners get your book so that they can get a copy to start reading and learning about your story?
Well, they can visit my website,
livingmotivated.com. Okay, livingmotivated.com. Okay.
And you will absolutely learn a lot more what I do. I do workshops, speaking, and coach life coaching.
Okay. So they can learn about the coaching and the workshops on your website as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I did not write a book and became an entrepreneur just by mistake. When I came to this country in 1988, I had no education, no skills, and a young daughter to raise, and barely any money in my hands, probably a couple hundred dollars. But yet, a couple of years later, I met my wonderful husband, Tom. Mm-hmm. And when I met Tom, he had a lot of tapes from Brian Tracy, Anthony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, Zig Ziglar, all kind of top speakers. And by having no education, school education, I had life education. Having no school education, I always wanted to learn, but I couldn't read because reading for me is very difficult, even today. So I start listening to those tapes, and I could not stop. I'm kidding you not. I felt that I was given the tools to really, really find my inner strength. And those speakers, what they did to my life is just amazing. What they did, they made me recognize that I was powerful, and all the tools that they were talking about, I already was using it in my life, but I never really appreciated them. I never thought they mean something. I thought, well, you know what, I use them, and it's just normal thing, but it wasn't. It was something that I felt I gained my experience and wisdom and knowledge through going through the war and my obstacles. So I start building my self-confidence that, hey, I do have something to offer here, to the point that I turned, I became an entrepreneur. So this is why I became a speaker today, and I'm speaking with some of the most powerful speakers in the world, iLearningGlobal.tv, that I absolutely admire. Every speaker.
Wow. Now, that's how do people get there? They just do they need to put in www to get to iLearningGlobal?
.tv. They can go to my website again. They can get it from there. Livingmotivated.com.
Okay.
And the reason I love to be with iLearning is this, because even though you gain your own experience, knowledge, and wisdom, but could you imagine opening your mind and your heart and your soul to receive all the information, all the knowledge and the wisdom from other speakers that they put their time and effort to learn and overcome some of their own obstacles to share with you? When you combine those information together, you could feel the power that you can gain from it. They help you in your business, in your daily life, in every way, in every direction, to help you to stay focused and find your inner strength. And that's what my goal is. My goal is to introduce this company to as many people as I can, because I believe truly in my heart that this company will help not thousands, it will help millions of people find their way and become successful. Because you know what? All it takes is a decision to make. I have to make that decision to sit down and listen so I could find my inner strength. So it's up to you, really. The information is there. 17 years ago, it was on tape. You have to go buy it. Now it's on the internet 24 hours, 7 days a week. So it couldn't get easier than that. It's available to everyone right now. Before, you used to have money to buy all the stuff.
Or before that, you had to pay to go see them live before tape.
Exactly. And now what they put together, you could actually see them on the screen, on the internet. It's just a clean, it's like basically you're watching them, they're right there talking to you. And they made it only 10 minutes because we know these days everybody's busy and rushing. So what happened here, all the speakers, they tried to make their message in 10 minutes. So it would be very fast to get to you and give you the boost you need. to start mm-hmm. your day. So I am so proud and so excited to be part of iLearningGlobal.tv.
What is one of the speakers that stood out for you, because you pointed out that listening to them really helped give you the confidence? And I know you named quite a few powerful speakers there. Which speaker or which message really stood out for you? Can you think of one?
Let me tell you something. There's so many of them that I can't think of one is the top, because there's so many of them. And
uh-huh.
every speaker brought something totally different to my
okay.
life.
Okay.
Totally different. Brian Tracy, he's very good to keep you straight and help you for business, give you information, and tell you that you could do it. He have a lot of good techniques. Every speaker brought something totally different to this
mm-hmm.
to my life. And I know this is what's happening today with iLearning, is they have, I believe, like 150 powerful speakers that
mm-hmm.
each one of them have different way of helping. And not only that, if you don't like one particular speaker, you could switch to another speaker, because obviously we can't reach everyone. Not everyone
no.
is going to like to listen to me. Not everyone's
right.
going to like to listen to even Brian Tracy. Maybe they want to listen to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So the option that you get from there, it's amazing, amazing. You could just choose which speaker you like to hear to hear, and you get help from there.
Now,
but
in order to get access to this, is this a membership site? People need to become members?
Yeah, they need to be membership, but they could check it out, and the benefits that they get from it. I'm telling you, my life is turned around because of my decision that I made, that they start listening, they start
wow.
learning, opening my heart and my mind.
So you not only listened and benefited, but you became one of their featured speakers.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Because you know what? You know why? Because if the speakers helped me
mm-hmm.
to be an entrepreneur and an author, why not say something back
mm-hmm.
and become a speaker and try to help other people to reach their goals and
right,
believe
right.
in themselves? So
right.
what an opportunity that is for me to have that power, be able to reach so many people and help them in so many different ways.
Wow. It sounds like you already have answered this question I had coming up. But how are you able to take your personal experiences and use them to help others? Do you share your experiences with your coaching clients or your listeners when you're on?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a developed workbook,
okay.
I speak about, I do workshop and all that because of my experiences. I listen to every speaker, but I don't bring anything to the table that I have learned in school or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I bring my own experiences because that's the only thing I could speak for. I could
mm-hmm.
speak how I overcame my obstacles and
mm-hmm.
how my obstacles, the way I overcome them, how they could help you overcome your obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I share my own experiences. I share information that really, I know it touched their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
They feel it. They know it, that it's going to help them, because I'm a proven, I'm here. I made it. Like you said, I speak with the top speakers in the world, and I made it. So why not? Why not sharing that experience, that wonderful experience with them, and tell them how did I do that
wow.
and how they could
mm-hmm.
Reach whatever they want to reach.
What is the greatest challenge that you have to face as a motivational speaker when you're trying to help others? What's the challenge that you face in doing that?
Well, in the beginning, it was pretty hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, just to share my own experiences wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're sharing really some information that it's hard to share every time.
Right.
People you don't know. Second thing, it was speaking different language. So
yes.
As a Middle Eastern, you think totally different, you speak different, you talk different, you walk different, and I had to learn how to relate to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really get to know what can I do to relate my experiences to you and get to know you more so I can help you more. And that took me a couple of years, really hard work, to really get to know how can I help you. So that was a challenge for me, but I'm glad that I overcame that challenge, and the results that I'm coming, how I'm helping people, it's overwhelming. I'm proud of myself that I really did this, and I'm helping people, and it's just all about helping others to overcome their obstacles. So I had to do whatever I had to do.
Do you ever get frustrated with the fact that you know that some people are not going to hear your message or not be able to, you know, take your advice to help themselves?
Well,
does that ever, you know, come up for you?
That is this. I never think about me. That will never occur in my mind. If you're not ready to listen to me, you don't want to listen to me, I hope you go listen to someone else.
Right.
And I really hope that you could open your mind to receive. So when I don't think of myself, then there is no problem to think about anything else.
Right, okay.
I think of them and only them. And if they're not ready, they're not. And if they are, they're welcome to my world, and I'm more than happy to help them. But I really encourage everyone to find someone that they could relate to. And that's the good about iLearning Global is if you don't like me, you could go to someone else and listen to. The bottom line is I want you to change your life. I would love for you to change your life and see your inner power, see where you can go, where you could be, And just, it's about you. So it's your decision.
I like the activity that you said you share with audiences about think of three obstacles they've already overcome, because many times people, like you say, we're hard on ourselves and we don't give ourselves credit for the amazing things that perhaps we've already done because we're so busy facing whatever's come up next. And going back and looking at those previous obstacles and how we overcame them can be a tremendous help.
Well, you'd be surprised how many things that people overcome and they never recognize it. They forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to think about it because maybe it was painful.
Sure.
But instead of seeing the pain of that, why not celebrate that you're here and you made it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're obviously still alive, and you overcome it. So you went through hurt and everything. Just stop and think about what you learned from it and appreciate yourself a little bit more. I'm sure a lot of people do appreciate themselves, but not enough because they deserve even more. You know, you deserve the top appreciation that you could ever have.
And what I hear you saying, too, is when you do that, then you've made a big step toward claiming your personal power because, as you mentioned before, if you bought a house once, you can buy it again, or you can buy another house. And if you acknowledge what a powerful thing that was in the first place, then you strengthen yourself to do it again, whatever you need to do.
Absolutely. You see, I mean, when we go buy a house, I would say most of the time is, you buy a house with passion. You go look for houses.
That's right.
And you have that fire, that passion. You have hope that you're going to buy a house. You have to keep that because that's the most important, not the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
The people, they misunderstand. It's not the house what it is. It's your passion. It's your hope. It's that's what's the powerful part of all that stuff. So house is only a house, but your passion, you can't replace that.
No.
It's still there, by the way, to all of us. It's just you have to wake it up. Just wake it up and say, okay, what got me dead in the first place? Isn't it my passion? I wanted to buy a house. I wanted to have family. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have kids. It just that you need to bring that back up. It's there. It's been there. Everything we did in our life is there. And stop beating yourself. What did I do wrong to lose my house? You know what? Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. And if you did, so what? Don't do it next time. So that's all into it, really. Just move forward, enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, appreciate everything you have got. And you know what? You are so valuable to yourself, and you don't deserve to beat yourself over a house or anything.
No, that's true. And one of my clients shared with me that when she lost her home or was no longer able to pay it, she let it go. And she said it was a gorgeous, beautiful home. It was the home she'd always wanted. She said, but she was surprised when she let it go, what a relief she felt, because she realized that she was trying to hold on to something that she at the moment couldn't financially afford anymore. And when she let go, she said it was such a relief. She felt so good because she wasn't fighting and struggling for something that obviously was not hers to have any longer at that time. And I think her attitude was so healthy because, like you said, at some point in the future she can get another house, maybe even better than the one she had. But it wasn't going to do her any good to be upset and sad and devastated.
Absolutely.
And like you mentioned earlier, some people commit suicide. Some people do all kind of horrible things tied up with the material things that come and go.
Yeah, because one of the reasons is they don't give themselves enough credit. And this lady, she did absolutely the right thing. And you know what? I'm sure now, because she's clear, because she accepted what it is, she could see it way clear, and then she's turning her thoughts around. She really could see the lesson coming from it. Now, next time she wants to buy a house, maybe she'd buy a house more that she could afford, that she doesn't have the pressure that she felt.
Right.
It's a lesson she learned from it, and by switching her thoughts around and be able to see the positive in it and step back and just focus on what's good, it's given her a great, great lesson. It's just accepting it's a very powerful thing. Just accept what it is. There is nothing we could do about it. There is nothing we could do about it. I learned that the hard way. I learned that through the war. I mean, I lost my brother in front of my eyes. I was 12 years old, and the bomb came and just took my brother. And there is nothing I have could do to save him. So it took me a long time, but then when I learned how to accept it, that there is nothing I could do, I felt the relief, and I could focus better. So acceptance, it's a very powerful thing to accept what it is.
Yes, acceptance. Yeah, that's fantastic. I want to tell the listeners that we still have a few minutes, so if someone's on the line or on the chat wants to ask a question, they may do so. We are coming near the end of today's show, and I hope that everyone listening has been enlightened, encouraged, and empowered by today's episode. And if so, please share what you've learned with your family and colleagues. And remember, the recording of this episode will be here on my radio site at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, or you can return at any time to hear it. I want to thank my guest, Amy Kardashian Riley, and you, my listeners, for tuning in. Amy, do you have any closing words you want to share before we end the show?
I really, really encourage them to keep their hope alive. Turn your thoughts around. See the opportunity in every obstacle. There is some kind of opportunity to learn and grow and gain something from it. Just pat yourself and tell yourself how powerful and beautiful you are. And this is what we're going through right now. It's one of the things that we go through in life. Every generation has something to go through, and this is our time. Just keep your hope alive. If you need anything, would you let, if you want more information about what I do, please come to my website, www.livingmotivated.com. Email me, and I would love to respond to you.
And I'm going to repeat your website. Her website is www.livingmotivated.com. And when you go there, you can learn not only about her coaching and her book, but you can also learn about how to access iLearningGlobal.tv, where you can have access to not only Amy, but many other motivational speakers who are whose names are well known to you. You can have access to their speeches, their messages, at any time you want, because this special website, iLearningGlobal.tv, is set up for that purpose, to give you access to some of the best speakers and
Absolutely.
Thinkers in the world, and Amy is one of them, and it's been a real pleasure to hear some of your story, and I know there's lots more to hear, but I'm going to urge my listeners to make note of your website and be sure to go there. The great thing about this talk radio is that everything's recorded, so anybody who was not able to be online live with us, no problem. They can listen to this anytime, 24/7. Again, that I've had Amy Kardashian Riley. Her website is www.livingmotivated.com. I urge you to go over and find out more about what she can do to offer, can offer you to help you keep your own hope alive in your life and turn those obstacles into opportunities. I want to ask everyone to please come back and join me next Monday, which will be July 6th at 11 a.m., for another great interview. Let me remind you, too, to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, and order my book over there at a special pre-release price right now before it rolls off the presses. I am your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we're going to sign off and say to you, have a blessed week. Thank you again so much, Amy. It's
Thank
been
you.
A real
one
pleasure
last,
meeting
I'd
you.
Like, one last thing I'd like to say.
Okay,
like
sure.
Everyone, it is your life. It is your decision. And you are in control of having a good life.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to everyone, and I hope to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Thank everyone, you. Please have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.